This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. School's out terminally, in fact, for the for-profit educator Corinthian Colleges Incorporated. Classes have been canceled, campuses closed, and 16,000 students displaced after Corinthian ran afoul of government regulators. Marketplace Tim Fitzsimmons has that story.
The government started poking around because of Corinthian's high prices and dismal student loan default rate. More simply, Corinthian was charging a lot for degrees that were worth nearly nothing, and they marketed them to the poorest students, those most likely to qualify for federal aid. Christine Lindstrom with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group says that was intentional.
Colleges like Corinthian have been violating the spirit of federal aid program now for at least a decade, if not more.
Lindstrom says Corinthian got about $1.4 billion in federal money from its students each year. The beginning of the end came when the government started to restrict the company's access to federal student aid last summer. The government also says it uncovered a scheme by Corinthian to pump up its hiring statistics. And as for the whole for-profit industry, they're staring down something called the Gainful Employment Regulation.
Colleges have, in anticipation of it going into effect, already made changes to end some of their worst performing programs.
That rule says that a for-profit college will risk its access to federal student money if its graduates' debt payments exceed certain percentages of their income. And even though it's been challenged in court by the lobbying group that represents for-profit colleges, it'll probably go into effect this July. Here's Goldie Blumenstick, senior writer at the Chronicle of Higher Education.
Under that regulation, schools that operate programs that are pretty expensive and where students end up with a lot of debt and low incomes afterwards, those programs would be sort of facing a lot more pressure to shut down.
To put it another way, if a for-profit college like Corinthian is going to get a student into debt, there's got to be a good salary that comes with it later. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.